Presentation is by Dr. Carol Baker. She's the currently professor of pediatrics in molecular virology and immunology at Baylor College of Medicine, where she's held that position since 1982. She's also the executive director for the Center for Vaccine Awareness and Research at Texas Children's Hospital, where she's held that position since 2008. And she's the current chair of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Carol.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted this morning to discuss some interesting, I hope you'll think so, interesting insights about mothers' attitudes and behaviors regarding influenza vaccination and what we can do to improve pediatric vaccine uptake. The Childhood Influenza Immunization Coalition was established by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases in 2007. Its mission is to protect children of all ages from influenza and to increase childhood influenza immunization rates. As this slide shows, the coalition has grown to include 32 member organizations, and many are represented at this meeting. We are committed to increasing awareness about influenza, and we rely on the collaboration and partnership with these organizations. Each year, the coalition performs research to ensure its messaging is in line with the seasons, the influenza season's landscape, and to address the motivational needs of parents. We then develop tools to communicate strong, consistent messages. CIIC's activities, including this research that I'm presenting this morning, are made possible through an unrestricted educational grant from Sanofi Pasteur. So by contrast to the last presentation, this research was conducted after the 2009 pandemic was concluded. Our purpose was to provide deeper insight into factors and triggers that motivate and inhibit influenza vaccination behavior in mothers, to assess shifts in mothers' attitudes towards vaccination, to determine whether anything had changed as a result of the CDC's universal influenza vaccination recommendation, to uncover barriers as well as motivating messages, and finally, to garner strategic insights to inform and optimize messages to decision makers. Parental focus groups and individual phone interviews with pediatricians provided insight into factors that motivate or inhibit influenza vaccination decisions. We then tested these qualitative findings through a national survey of more than 700 mothers, including a subset of 100 Hispanic and African American mothers. That's 100 each of each ethnicity. So just before I go on to the quantitative research, the qualitative research was 8 2-hour focus groups with mothers. This was conducted in Fort Lee, New Jersey and Orlando, Florida. This was a mix of non-vaccinators and inconsistent vaccinators, but vaccinator adverse or vaccine refusal people were screened out of this particular market research. These were mothers of children between 6 months and 18 years of age, at least one or multiple child members of the household. It was a mix of mothers with younger children and older children, and it was a mix of mothers with one child versus multiple children. I mentioned the diversity. About 500 were Caucasian or Asian, mostly Caucasian, and then I mentioned the African American Hispanics. There was one group of Hispanic respondents and one group of African-American respondents in each of these two cities. And with regard to the pediatrician interviews, this was 7 geographically and ethnically diverse pediatricians. So with that, we'll go on to the key insights we found. And the first is that we learned, again, that mother's knowledge is power. So the good news is that if mothers were aware of the new universal vaccine recommendations, they were more inclined to seek vaccination for their children. whenever there's good news, there's always bad news when it comes to vaccines, and that's that mother's knowledge may not be accurate, often is based on myths and what we call magical thinking. Among the persistent myths was, quote, a healthy child is strong enough to fight off the flu, end of quote. This and the belief that hand washing alone is enough to prevent influenza led to uncertainty about whether or not the child should receive influenza vaccine. We found that altruism was a key motivating factor in a mother's decision to seek vaccination for her child. For those mothers who intended to vaccinate, the desire to protect their families and communities was a significant motivator. Also, the ability to eliminate their own concern about influenza as a serious disease was another motivator. Finally, we found that concerns about vaccine safety are still paramount, especially for mothers of the youngest children. While last year's pandemic caused the death of nearly 1,300 children in the United States, it failed to change mothers' mindset about influenza vaccination. Amid the uncertainty over just what to make of the H1N1 pandemic, one thing seems clear. Mothers need direction to wade through the information overload that they got last year, and I would assume that that would mean any year where there was a lot of information and diverse information. From my point of view, it's reassuring again to find that pediatricians are the favored source of information. A physician's recommendation continues to motivate mothers to vaccinate their children against influenza. Now to summarize the findings regarding the quantitative national survey of 700 mothers. Nearly two-thirds of mothers reported an intention to have their children vaccinated against the 2010-2011 influenza viruses. Also, 16%, a small but significant number, reported being more likely to vaccinate during this season. Notably, among Hispanic mothers, this jumps to 22%. What we don't know is how many of the mothers who reported being more likely to vaccinate actually had their children immunized, but it's encouraging to see these positive changes in attitude. It was encouraging to me that mothers who were aware of the ACIP recommendations were more likely to vaccinate their children. As you can see here, mothers who reported that they would vaccinate, this in the yellow bars, or would be more likely to vaccinate this past season in the red bars, had about a 20% greater awareness of the ACIP's previous universal pediatric recommendation. And 11 to 17% were aware of the current ACIP universal influenza recommendation compared to mothers who reported that they were less likely to vaccinate. That's in the blue bars. We are starting to see progress as parents across ethnicities move toward thinking about influenza vaccination as a routine part of annual healthcare maintenance. Mothers are beginning to view the annual flu vaccine as important as other recommended preventative health measures, such as dental checkups, eye exams, and hearing tests. While family and community protection top mothers' overall reasons in favor of vaccination, when asked to select only one single most important reason to vaccinate their children, mothers cited those answers highlighted in red, and specifically, one, vaccination provides protection against flu in the family. Two, it provides protection against a serious disease that can hospitalize my child. Three, or kill my child. And four, vaccine can lessen flu severity even if it doesn't actually protect the child completely against influenza. Well, what about barriers? Our research indicates that a lack of knowledge about how the influenza vaccine works may prevent mothers from vaccinating their children. Again, when asked to select only the one single most important reservations. Mothers cited those answers highlighted in red. The belief that their pediatrician or other primary care provider left it up to them so that they chose not to vaccinate. This again shows the negative importance of physicians. If they don't make a recommendation or they say, I don't know, it's up to you, that's a negative influence. Of interest, African American mothers were more likely to cite not wanting to put unknown substances in their child's body, or the belief that their children are healthy and don't need the vaccine, compared to white or Hispanic mothers. Hispanic mothers were more likely to cite barriers such as the belief that the long-term effects of the vaccine may be worse than having the flu, or they weren't sure, just in a global way, that the vaccine was safe. When it comes to what might motivate vaccination, we found that a strong recommendation from a pediatrician would make nearly three-quarters of mothers more interested in vaccinating their child. This is a significant opportunity. Pediatricians and, by extension, family practitioners and all members of the healthcare community need to be more direct and declarative when discussing influenza vaccination. After all, when I go to the doctor, I don't ask the doctor to leave it up to me. I'm going to the doctor so the doctor will tell me what his or her opinion is for my health. Additionally, to motivate more people to vaccinate their children against influenza, mothers indicated that it is important to provide more information about the vaccine, especially as it relates to safety. So we keep coming back, safety, safety, and we need to provide simple to understand, truthful, and timely information. The messages that best resonated with parents differed slightly among ethnic groups. For example, African American mothers seemed more concerned than others that their child could be hospitalized as a result of influenza, and less motivated than others by a message that discussed that the vaccine works with the child's immune system to build immunity. I think this is an insight into the cultural diversity of our messages. We need to take into account who we're speaking to in order to provide the appropriate messages. We also found that emotional appeals, such as the ability to avoid the feeling of helplessness, seeing your child sick and lifeless with the flu, or feeling guilty that you allowed your child to suffer from a disease you could have prevented, were somewhat less motivating. That sort of surprised me, but that just tells you that what I think may not be what the general populations of mothers out there think. While there is a role for emotional connection, particularly as told through personal stories about the flu, this data shows that mothers are motivated by facts and statistics. We know that communicating clearly and effectively, promoting education and outreach, and encouraging healthcare professionals to make strong recommendations is important to any public health issue. As we look at pediatric influenza immunization, we need to align our communication strategies to address what we know about the attitudes and behavior of mothers and motivates them to make a healthy decision for their children. Just in case you wonder why I'm focusing on mothers instead of fathers, prior research has shown that when it comes to medical decisions about the children, mothers are the ones across ethnicities that make the decisions. We should continue to convey consistent messages to emphasize how vaccination benefits individual families as well as communities, and we need to reassure parents that flu vaccine is safe and offers protection against three strains of the virus each year. We need to remember how to address persistent myths and misbeliefs, or the so-called magical thinking, so parents truly understand the necessity of flu vaccine for all children. We know that knowledge is power, so we need to continue to educate both parents and our healthcare professional peers. Based on these findings and insights, our coalition has developed a series of tools and programs that can help accomplish this. The coalition makes available a core message platform that addresses many of the concerns and leverages the motivators as found through this research. To help promote and enhance education and outreach, professionals can utilize the coalition's HCP Influencer program, which was designed to help prioritize and engage in ongoing communication about childhood influenza immunization. We encourage professionals to showcase their commitment to this important cause by signing and displaying this HCP commitment statement, which is available at our website. As we continue to engage and encourage pediatricians and other healthcare professionals in our outreach efforts, I ask them to adopt the three R's. And it's not reading, writing, and arithmetic, but this is the three R's in the approach to influenza vaccination. Reinterpret influenza as a serious illness, reminding parents of the potentially grave consequences of the disease. Re-educate parents to debunk persistent influenza myths once and for all. This is going to be an ongoing struggle. Recommend annual vaccination as an important part of the child's overall health maintenance, alongside things such as vision, hearing, and dental checkups. Help parents understand that due to the unpredictability of influenza, annual vaccination should be automatic, something that always makes sense, irrespective of the severity of the prior flu season. In this year and in subsequent years, let's strive to lead parents to the place where influenza vaccination is considered a no-brainer, no yearly reconsideration necessary. I'd like to thank all of our coalition partners for their ongoing input and support of our program and helping to get the message out. If anyone here is interested in copies of this tool, they're available on the website. That's www.preventchildhoodinfluenza.org, or you can contact me if you can find me. Thank you very much.